Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get up, it's the Get Up Show.
Oh, hey, what's going on over here? We're the Get Up Show, and it's the Simon Says podcast number 191. Thanks for checking us out. I hope you like it and subscribe it and that kind of stuff. And you can join us anytime at 336-373-0987. Really feels like fall.
Yeah. It's the cool mornings and evenings. Oh, so nice.
The leaves are falling. The limbs are falling.
It's yes, fantastic. They are. You got another one hit your house, didn't
yep,
you?
Yep. Same place.
Are you serious?
Yep. Same place where I just got everything fixed, everything wrapped up about a week ago, and another one fell right in the same spot. And
did it damage?
Ta-da! Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and he went out there with his chainsaw right away.
Yeah, and made it worse.
Like rage chainsawing.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
Yeah, that's not, you don't. No,
yeah.
You don't do that.
No, that's why I have a chainsaw, is to rage chainsaw.
No, obviously. It's because then the insurance company's going to be like, you just keep doing this on purpose, don't you?
No, luckily it does just enough damage. I'm sorry, just not enough damage to where insurance gets involved.
It's oh, for real? Neat.
Yeah.
Well, if it happens 8 times, then you're going to have to get the insurance involved.
I love deductibles.
Sometimes you got to help that along.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that why you I went know. Out there with your rage chainsaw?
You're hit this better.
Well, he's chainsawing. I'm just thinking about making some dumplings.
Oh, that fall. Sounds good, too.
Fall's dumpling time.
I'm thinking about curling up with blankies.
Who's Blanky?
We have so many blankets in my house. It's ridiculous. I love a good blanket, but I'm like to the point where I'm like, I might have too many.
Remember those fuzzy ones that I turned you on to? Did you ever get one of those?
No, because I've already got 800 blankets.
You ain't got one like that, man. That thing is, you can make a whole fort underneath one blanket.
I can't justify spending money on blankets, but I love to receive them as gifts. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Well, you know, you kind of made an intonation when we were off the mic that you don't think I'm a good gift giver.
I have no idea what you're talking
and
about.
And I think back on the gifts I've given you, and I can tell you right now, you'll never get another one.
Well, that is true. But does that mean it's a good gift?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. All right. Name one thing I've given you over the years, Christmas, whatever, birthday, whatever.
Switchblade.
Good gift.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. I mean, especially it's something I never alley. Would have asked for.
No, that's why it's a good gift. Mm-hmm. It's not something you thought about.
True. I'm still scared of it, though, you know.
So why do you think I'm a bad gift giver?
Oh, I don't think you're a bad gift giver.
Oh, okay, cool. Never mind. Everything's cool.
I don't know. I just made.
That's all he wanted to hear.
That's all I want to hear.
I know.
Look, if you can just give me any amount of validation, I'll stop.
You'd give great gifts.
All right, then. Damn right. Hey, what's
fantastic.
Up? You doing good?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I'm glad we worked this out.
I was just laughing.
Thanks for listening to the Simon Said podcast.
I made that noise because I was thinking of the other day when you offered Maddie the anniversary gift of something Three Stooges related.
Yeah, for his wife.
Yeah, that's
she
why.
She loves the Three Stooges. She
oh my God,
is.
I know.
Yeah,
you know,
well, every day.
The thing is, he didn't have anything for her at all, so I was coming to his aid. I was rescuing his marriage like I do.
Which, again, I as I've said, my wife was very clear. We're our anniversary present this year was to keep fixing our house.
I'm not sure if a bad gift rescues a marriage any more so than no gift at all.
It shows that you made any kind of effort.
But it shows you don't know me at all. You've never met me. Who are you?
But again, he knows that my wife loves him so much. He knew, he saw at the wedding when she wore her dress, her giant Three Stooges back tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, of course.
It's like Mount Rushmore.
Well, she's got two of them. She's still saving money for the third.
Yeah. The only thing is, I was worried when I found out that Joe Besser was her favorite Stooge. Am I right?
Oh, God, not Besser.
I mean, he's great and all, but really? Her favorite Stooge is Joe Besser? Google him. So what makes a bad gift giver a good gift giver?
A good gift giver, well, they give things that people want, basically. Mm. But bad gifts that people have received, they don't like getting bad romance novels.
Oh, they've been read.
They don't like receiving diet plans.
Who the hell would do that?
Hey, you know what you should do?
Listen, this is for your health.
I got you this membership to Weight Watchers.
God, you're so fat.
Listen, don't take this the wrong way, but everybody's been looking at you and talking about you behind your back, so we all pitched in.
You're so unhealthy.
Soap on a rope?
Now, that
is
used
that
to be.
Is that really a thing?
Yes, my dad had it.
I remember back in the day, but do they even sell that anymore?
Yes.
I bet they do.
They do.
My dad had a Brute soap on a rope hanging in his shower.
There's always this one shelf at Kohl's that is supposed to be like the gifts under $15.
And they all suck.
And they're all random weird things like that.
Nose hair trimmer.
Yeah. Soap on a rope.
You know, but like I said, soap on a rope is kind of cool.
Time out. The Natural Men Bar Soap 4-piece soap on a rope set is only $18 on Amazon right
there you
now.
Go.
All right. All right.
I'll think, take five.
In I my face.
Somebody's hinting at what they want for Christmas this year.
Nope. No one is hinting
everyone's
that.
Everyone's getting. Actually, there's four in them, so I can just buy one and give a soap on the rope to each
I love
person.
It. No, you know, I can't think of a bad gift that I've gotten because they're all gifts. You know, a gift by virtue of being one means
you're
that
too kind.
Somebody thought about you enough
you've never gotten anything that you're just like, I don't know what I will do with this.
Well, of course, but I still like it because somebody gave it to me.
Yeah, but if someone gives you something that you're not even, I understand the thought, but the thought is also to think about the person you're gift giving to and not just to give them something, just to give them something. It's like, if I just handed you, it's like, here, bro, I got you this stapler.
I knew you were going to say stapler because you were looking at it.
Well, you're looking at a stapler.
I don't know. Here, I got you this slice of ham.
I love ham. And here, I would say that's that stapler Maddie gave me.
I got you this new, it's a tracker for when you go jogging that you can track your miles.
That's a great gift for me. Maybe I'll take up.
Now,
no, you won't.
He says this. I want to point out, he always says this stuff. But what he does is he takes those things, he puts them into some sort of drawer, closet, bin, and then he promptly hands them out to people and says,
re-gifts
look
them.
What I got you.
How dare you?
Like, you could give him a jogging tracker, and then like a year later, he'd be like, Maddie, I know you like the gym. Here's a jogging tracker.
How dare you?
Yeah.
What do you mean, how dare you? That is 100% you.
Do you think I would re-gift?
Look in my office.
Man, I got busted on that too. We used to do the kids' Christmas party and we had a budget and we would order whatever for the kids from Toys & Co., which is a local toy store, really cool toy store.
Mm-hmm.
Not cheap, but one year I got my daughter the pogo stick and she could not be less interested in that. So we promptly wrapped that up and gave it to her cousins. And when they opened it up, she was a little bitty thing at the time. She, right then, as soon as they got it open and saw what it was, she goes, re-gift!
I thought she would just be like, that's mine.
No, she knew what we were doing, but she didn't know that you weren't supposed to announce that stuff.
Oh.
That reminds me of, there's a commercial on right now. It's like the whole thing where you throw a challenge flag if someone says something.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the one where there's two moms at a bus stop, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, girl, you should come over and watch the game at our house. And the little girl's like, no, you said that you don't like watching over there because they talk the whole game. She's like, I never said that. And
nice.
The girl throws a challenge flag.
And then they watch the rewind or whatever.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and then the girl walks away, I told you so. And then the mom's like, when is that bus coming?
You know, great. I'm glad my kid has outgrown that. Because she busted me one time. This was a while ago because it was at Earth Fair, which doesn't exist anymore. And they asked me for my phone number for the plan.
Oh,
and I gave them my fake number. And she goes, that's not your number.
That's like kids can be brutally honest at the wrong time. Or like, it's hard to explain them when it's okay to stretch the truth. Like when we would go to like an amusement park or something and like, yeah, she's 11. And she's like, I'm 13. No, you're not. You know what I mean? Like, that's obviously a bad age.
By 13,
comma,
they totally know.
You know what I mean, though? It's like that. Yeah. You try to sneak them in for the kids movie or like pay the kids price at admission.
I'm only 8.
Yeah. I don't know, man. They were so cute then. Yeah, they were so cute.
They're cute in different ways now.
Are they?
Yeah. I found, you know,
cute.
I took my daughter out to dinner, just the two of us, the other night, and it was actually a good time. I actually enjoyed having a moment with her.
Oh, we do that all the time. We love that. Or we'll cook together.
Yeah, see, that won't happen.
The average teen, they're all teens now. All of our kids are teens. The average teen gets over 230 notifications on their phone every day.
Yeah, part of that, though, I think is because they don't turn any of them off. So they get them from every single app, not just like from other people or other kids, but they get every single app that they've signed up for. I turn a lot of mine off because I don't need a notification every 5 minutes from Temu.
Mine don't do that. I don't have that. I don't get notifications from all that mess because I never
have apps.
I never start it. But I know that mine, like if I'm ever looking at her phone or I have her phone in my hand, it's like boodaloop, boodaloop, boodaloop. And it's like, so-and-so, Snapchat, this. It's all the time.
Yeah, but our kid even gets them like from video games and stuff.
That's his fault.
Yeah, they don't turn them off is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Candy Crush likes to tell me when my lives are ready.
Why don't you?
Right, but I turn those off.
I need to get back in there. I'm back on the Candy Crush
train. Are you for real?
Oh, yeah. Me too. Yeah. Oh, we need to play against each other.
Can you do that?
I put you on my team. Well, not against each other, but we can be on teams and we can.
I would share lives, but like, I burn through them pretty quick.
These kids say, like the older, this is from 11 to 17, they get 230 notifications on their phone. And you're probably right. Some of that is text, but most of it is interacting either by text or Snapchat or whatever.
I think Snapchat is
Yeah, because they do streaks.
Yeah.
Like they have these whole groups where they have to snap each other every day because they're on a streak and they can't break it. And so I know she's getting 200 a day. But then the older end of that, like 14, 15 to 17, they know they're on their phone too much. But they would never, you know, give it up.
You know what I think is odd is you said that you were actually holding your daughter's phone. I want to know how'd you get that?
She was showing me something. She was showing me a picture.
Got it.
And I had it in my hand. And then, you know, boodaloop. And she didn't let me hold it for too long.
Nope.
It's been a while since I took it and opened it up and looked through to see what's going on.
I mean, it's yours.
Yeah.
I used to pay for it.
I used to do that every week or so. Go in there and see what's going on.
We used to make them leave it in the kitchen at night. And now at this point, everything's out the window. No, forget
it.
No, but they're like
back
17.
Then, I would, you know, I'd fire it up and do some snooping and, you know, check up on some stuff. But yeah, nowadays it's like, wow, it's Wild West. She's about to be 18. So it's like,
oh, you're done, man.
Yeah, February.
The old man.
That's nuts.
That's crazy, dude. So will she have to pay for her own phone at that point when she's 18?
No, not yet. No. I mean, the boy doesn't have to do his yet.
Well, sure.
He pays for his phone itself, but the coverage we still pay.
No, I'm planning 18th birthday, bang, door slams.
You are such a liar.
The bank is closed.
Sure.
Do not look at me.
You are such a big liar.
We've got, so she's already done one college tour. I'm taking her to Wilmington for the day to go look at UNCW.
I hear it's great.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm like, I can't believe we're at this stage.
Well, what do you think's going to happen? You want her to stay in your house, live on the couch?
Right.
No, but it's weird. It was always this mythical far off land of when the kid leaves the house. And then the first one left and it was like, wait, this is weird. And then the second one's going to leave. And it's like, oh, no. Now it's just me and my wife.
Then you'll be empty nesters.
I know.
Then what are you going to do?
Apparently all the chores. This sucks. I can't get anyone to do nothing.
I just
got to do
it just how we like it.
I have to take the trash out now. I'm unloading the dishwasher.
What are you saying? That your kids have been doing that up till now? How'd
Hell
you get
yeah.
that to happen? Threaten their lives?
Yeah, you just go, hey, go take that out. And they go, ugh, but they do it, you know?
Mine, the one thing that she does, and she complains about it and fights it the whole way, is gets the mail. And I can't get her to get the mail every time.
Ours gets the mail when he gets off the bus.
But now
that he has football practice, he never gets off the bus, so the mail sits out there for
He's still on the bus. He's still on the bus now.
This day.
Right now. So what we found out that the dang gummy hot dogs, Oscar Mayer is putting out gummy hot dogs that do not taste like hot dogs. I call shenanigans on that. That is a rip off.
Yeah, I don't think... Yeah, we were talking about that, and then I was thinking about any of the various gummy things, like gummy pizza or gummy burgers.
They also,
and
so they it's never, candy?
Yeah, they just taste like fruit.
Okay, I do need to clarify that there's a difference between gummies and gummy candy.
No. Gummies were around before gummies were gummies. No, yeah, gummies have always been gummies.
In today's world, if you say gummies,
people think
means,
it's drugs.
Yes. It means
those hot dogs really do taste like hot dogs.
If you say gummy candy, it's something
like
else.
Snozzberries.
Isn't there, you were saying something about the, was it at the Carolina Classic Fair? There's the guy, the gummy guy.
Last year, he got the award for the most original.
Gummy ramen and the world's largest gummy bear. That's too much gummy bear.
It's all this, gummy stuff that looks like real.
I've seen that stuff. His stuff
is
like amazing.
Real food. It's very cool what they do.
We've been doing this for years, though. You could buy the gummy hot dogs and the pizzas and the burgers and like the Krabby Patty, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But every single one of them tastes like the other one. They all taste like the same stuff.
Yeah.
You want to impress me? Give me a hot dog gummy that tastes like a hot dog.
That's disgusting.
Well, if you think about it, the
they're kind of chewy.
What was the jelly bean thing where they used the Bean Boozled?
Oh yeah,
I mean those taste like what they're supposed to taste.
Bro, that's garbage.
They taste like it though.
Rotten egg,
completely
sour
different.
Sour milk.
Those are mean. I hate that crap.
I would never. I never to this day. Like the children, we would buy it for the children, and I don't know why, because they would always try to get us to eat them, and I'm like, no, I'm not. I
did it.
I have
once.
No desire.
Which one did you try?
I want to say I got sour milk, but I think that, no, I'm not sure I did. I think that was just in my head.
The baby powder ones.
I lucked out most of the time and got the good fruity ones.
Okay, yeah. My nephew ate a spoiled milk and cried over it one time. It's just not fun, man.
It's funny.
That's a neat game where a child eats candy and cries.
Dude, see, again, kids these days are too soft. Back in the day, we ate dirt. We didn't care.
Yeah.
We might have cried.
You can tell the difference in dirt by the way it tasted. It's like, this black dirt is really rich. That red dirt is a little bit acidic.
Well, the black one was actually manure.
Either way.
Sometimes that happened. It was like
bamboozled.
Right. True.
That's why I am.
This dirt's actually poop.
Yep. That's why we're so tough. Nothing can hurt us. We ate the sand and the poop.
I'm just saying.
70% of people have been over to somebody's house and their food was awful, and they lied and said they liked it. Have you ever done that?
Mm-hmm.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you in a specific example, but I know for sure there's been times where I've eaten stuff. And
like, there's no possible way that you have not done it because you are such a food snob.
I generally don't eat a lot of places. I mean,
exactly, because you're a food snob.
Yeah. You know, I usually find something to like about it.
Because no one does it right.
But even you're at a restaurant, like even, I mean, I know the whole thing is about going to someone's house, but even if you eat at a restaurant and you don't like the food, I mean, I always will. Oh, yeah, it was fine. It was great.
I will give feedback if they need it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because sometimes I feel like you should know. And it's not because I'm trying to get anything. You should know that this is awful.
I'm always like so apologetic, like it's my fault that they cooked my steak wrong.
Yeah, me too. I do the exact same thing.
That's the other thing. At a restaurant, you're worried if you send it back. That's when all the
boogers go on.
Boogers and drool. But you know, when you go to someone's house, and it's hard because sometimes it is a matter of we have different tastes and they think it's fantastic and you're like, no, this is not fantastic. Mm. But then sometimes it really is just prepared badly. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I'm just white knuckling through this meal.
Oh, I'll give you one. Went to this dude's house and he made ribs. And I got there. I was like, damn, that sounds good. You know, when you get in the mood for ribs. So I was like, that's going to be awesome. I get there and I learn it's his first time ever cooking them.
And he didn't follow a recipe, probably.
Well, I don't know what he followed, but you couldn't get them off the bone. It was like that thing where they weren't cooked enough in any way. They looked great.
They weren't cooked enough.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times what people do is they try to cook them too fast and then they're super dry and
no, these, brittle. These were just, you know, rubber. It was rubber on a bone. But I did it. I did act like I liked it. Looking back on that one.
Oh, man, this is good. You know what I would try next time is maybe, but this is really good. You know, there's a way I do like where you can cut, like if you can positively slide feedback, like, yeah, maybe you don't put the whole salt shaker in that thing, but that's fine. I mean,
maybe you put a little salt in that thing.
No, I appreciate that I needed some sodium, but you know, I can't get my rings off.
Seasonings are great.
You know what? I would take it in stride if someone came to my place and ate and said they didn't like it, but I've never had it happen.
Well, no, because you're like gourmet chef.
I also think those kind of people, anyone who is able to give like the non, like I will tell you exactly, like you know, someone's like, oh, they tell it like it is. It's like, I'm that's not me. And so if someone showed up at my house and was like, that was awful. I mean, like, I got to tell you.
Who's the guy that used to have the cooking shows? He might still. He tours Mexico. Is it
Rick Bayless?
Is that Bayless? Yeah.
The guy with the glasses and the...
And the little clear mustache?
Yeah.
Rick Bayless. They asked him one time, what do you do if you're at somebody's house and they cook for you and they ask you how it is and you know it's not good? And his answer is, I say, I'm having such a good time.
You know, I'm not as good of a cook as either one of you by any way, shape, or form.
Your ribs look good.
So my ribs were amazing.
Good.
But there are times, though, that like I'll cook something and when I go to taste it, I'm like, ooh, sorry, guys, that got a little overdone, or to the, you know, my two guys in the house.
And then do they say, no, it's great, you're the best?
They go ahead. They will eat anything because they don't have to cook.
Good.
But I want them to understand that's not how I meant that to taste.
I 100% get that.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is the boy would always, and a lot of times I think he was just always just busting, but I mean, I would have maybe not done as so much.
He said that.
Yeah, he would do it all the time.
Oh, he's just messing with you, though.
Yeah. And so I got used to it. But the problem was, is when I would agree with him, like, yeah, you're 100% right. I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, he hated that.
But, and I would do that too, Charlie, where it's like, I'm my own worst critic 100 times over. And I'll be like, I, this is not great.
Yeah, but there's things you know that you do better than anybody.
I also make a big point of when I do a new recipe and I taste it, I'm like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So don't you dare say anything about it because I think this is delicious.
There's in my family, there's a legendary meal that my mom made one time. She had found this recipe for like, it was like Mexican fish.
Oh.
And it was like fish with like salsa and cheese or something.
That sounds good.
Okay. But I think she used...
I didn't have Chihuahua cheese. I used Velveeta.
Yeah, but it was like fish from a like frozen fish from a box, or I don't know where she got the fish
sticks.
But it was all bones. So first of all, it was all bone, and then it was just like none of it hit. So to this day, the Mexican fish is a running thing with my family. Oh yeah,
poor thing. Leave her alone.
Hey, look,
if you ever want to be on the podcast with us, call this number 336-373-0987. We have a few calls this week to get to. Let's see what we got.
Hey, Simon. How you doing?
Good.
I was trying to figure out if I could get your station, playing this on my phone, on my cell phone. Can you, anybody give me a little help there? 70, thank you.
Wow, how about that? Charlie actually made a video about that using my phone.
I did.
And did anybody notice that I had like 40,000 unread emails on my phone? Because that's the first thing I saw.
I don't think anybody pointed that out.
Yeah.
But so there's an app, and it's Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Not the other way that you think it's spelled. It's Audacy. And you download that free app, and then you just search 98.7 Simon, and boom, bam, there you go. Yeah.
That's where you can find the podcast, too.
Well, if you're listening to the podcast, clearly you've already found it, so disregard. But right now, 42,498 unread messages.
Why do you do that?
What do you mean?
Like, are those promo?
Oh, I guarantee.
I don't know. But
why don't you just turn that off?
I'm important. What do you mean turn it off?
Important.
I'm not going to get my emails if I turn it off.
No, I mean turn off the notification.
Why would I do that?
Well, you're obviously not looking at
it. Oh, man, I look at it all the time.
That makes him seem really important. He just got those today.
I'm super important. Here are my last few. Sheehan, it's a flash frenzy.
Uh-huh.
Quora Digest, is it rude to ask a chef? Pre-sale tickets, Stevie Nicks. Facebook, Paul Richardson posted a link. Amazon, congrats, you're eligible. Oh, Bright, 15% off all sets and capsules. Your star mount, this is on Nextdoor, if you frequent the Target. So, I mean, all this is coming in all day.
Right.
See, people need me.
This is like the kids and their notifications. This is you and their emails.
But they need you, but you haven't read any of those emails.
No, I know what's going on. I can tell just by the... All right.
He can't get back to him right away. He's going to make him wait a
little. Hey, Simon.
That was a good Hey, Simon. That's all he had for us.
Oh.
Well, We encourage those. If you ever want to call up, just drop us a Hey Simon. We'll take it.
Yeah. Just save that for everybody else who doesn't use it, and then we have a good one.
Oh, yeah. I got to send you these, too. I hadn't sent you these yet.
No?
No.
I got that first one.
Come on. Yeah. Oh, that one's old.
Oh. Sorry, inside baseball.
Yeah, no. What we do is we use these on the radio. Like, hey, call the Simon line, and then dude will go, Hey Simon.
Yeah.
And then it'll go into Funky Cold Medina.
Yep.
Hey Simon. This is Jeff Henley. 336-409-8. I was wondering what y'all were talking about. I caught the end of something about the Goonies being worth $5,000 and something else $4,000, and I bet it's in the trash right now. I would love a call back to know what that is, because some of that I think I have.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Henley, 336-409-8.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, I called Jeff back.
Yeah.
And he was calling BS on all of it. He said, you know, I have some of those.
It was the movies.
Yeah.
The VHS movies.
VHS tapes.
Yeah.
Your VHS tapes could be worth a small fortune if you have certain ones. And he said, well, if I don't know where they're getting that money for it, I can't sell them for that, because otherwise this is all just BS. And so I found the original article that we had found.
Yeah.
And it's like, for instance, Nightmare on Elm Street. $5,000.
Now, wait. To be clear, though, these are like sealed
mint.
Like someone bought it, forgot it, or like never watched it.
Or they worked in a video store and they have all the extra stuff.
Right. You have to imagine that there are people around here. Think of how many video stores used to be around here.
Oh, yeah.
Think about dudes who, when the movies came in, they would snake a copy and, you know, take it for the home library and then forget it was even there.
Yeah, for sure.
So people are sitting on
it. Because I used to, when I, because of this business and working in record stores, I have had quite a few unopened CDs.
Me too. Still
but
do.
But none of them were anything worth anything.
You never know now.
Well, they're gone now, so I do know.
See? That's why I never throw anything away.
But point being, that's what it's probably about. It's not just because you had the movie. It's got to be in a certain condition.
Mint.
Unopened.
Absolutely. Just as if it came from the company right now. So you got those two. You got Taxi Driver's worth $1,900. Conan the Barbarian. $1,725.
Really?
Dumbo, which I think I have, because I had an ex that collected all of the Disney movies and would get them.
The Criterion Collection.
The limited edition Disney movies, and we would never watch them.
Right.
Because that was the thing. You don't open them. I might have the Dumbo. It's worth $1,575. Back to the Future is $1,000. Fast and the Furious. The first Fast and the Furious.
That's weird to me.
$1,000. Teen Wolf is worth $1,200. Gremlins is worth $1,250. First Blood is $1,500. And Halloween 2 is $1,500.
Wow.
I feel like one of the, Nightmare on Elm Street was the biggest one, $5,000. So I know somebody out there has got these.
Yeah.
And I'll give you $20 if it'll help you out.
So did you ever get him straight on that? Or was he still upset at us for some reason for telling a story?
Oh, he wasn't upset at all. He's a fan.
Oh, okay. The way you were saying it made it sound like he was mad at us.
No. No, he said, because I told him, I was like, look, these have to be in perfect shape to get that kind of money. Well, if I could get a half or even a third for it. You know?
Okay.
So, but no, all he could talk about was how much he loved Maddie. he's like, that girl sounds pretty.
Oh, Maddie, you're the best.
All right.
Hey, Simon, the Roman Empire thing is real. It's mostly for men in their 20s these days. Same thing goes for World War II. The men fantasize about the masculinity of war and the military.
Now, if you couldn't understand that, what he said
was...
Did
he just call from the Roman Empire?
Oh, my God. That was Charlie Brown's teacher. It's really neat when our phone system works so good.
Oh,
I understand.
Stop.
No, I don't really know that it's ours. I think some people...
It's their phone.
...think they have to talk right up against their phone
it
like
It could
this.
Have been anything. Just a bad connection. I don't blame him. But what he was doing was telling us that the Roman Empire thing is real among men in their 20s. And it's about the machismo. It's about the manliness of going to war. That it's two things. They're interested in the Roman Empire and World War II.
World War II, I would say 100%. But I'm more interested in Vikings.
But how often do you think about Vikings?
A lot.
Yeah, he does. He's a Viking guy.
I even play a Viking video game at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Vikings.
Dude, I wish I had enough of my little metal Icelandic Viking army men to give you one, but I only have six or seven of them.
It's fine. I don't need that in my life, but I have often thought recently that the next tattoo I would want to get has some sort of Viking or, you know,
I like it
root. But then I always feel bad because I've already got a koi fish, which is stealing from, I guess, Japanese culture.
Yeah, you're appropriating.
My tribal, you know, whatever, and a Celtic knot. I'm not even Irish.
I mean, just keep going then.
Yeah.
You can't go back now.
You know, one of my favorites was when the Blood Sugar Sex Magik from the Chili Peppers came out.
Yeah.
They had one of the inside art was their tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony Kiedis has that really cool, the Northwestern Native Americans have their... that kind of style of art.
Mm-hmm.
I always loved that. I thought that would be super cool, but that, again...
Appropriating.
Appropriating. So, hey, it's me. All my tattoos have been appropriated.
Here's what you do, though. If you really want to be like a Viking, they just dug up a mass grave in Greenland, I think, and they found this one particular Viking skull where he had filed all his front teeth, like filed a ridge into his front teeth.
Neat.
And what he would do is... he would put red dye like to look like blood, and he would fill in all those ridges in his teeth as they went to battle so he could freak out the
really
people.
Really scary.
Yeah. See? That's awesome.
Bite people.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So if you really want to go Viking, let's get you some file. I've got a file. I have a file in my getaway bag in my car.
All right, I'll just do the weird tooth. Can I just do the one tooth?
Well, why not go all in?
Well, no. What if you're only scared of one tooth, then you just look like you have gingivitis.
Oh, this is so bad. You don't even deserve a Hey Simon. But anyway, here's my comment. What's with the talk radio last night? 8 to 9 o'clock, some stupid girls on the radio talking about who knows what. What happened to the music for an hour? And that's bad, guys. Come on, get ready to talk. No one cares. Play some music.
Thank you, sir, for calling about our informational thing about mental health and suicide.
Yeah. Suicide prevention show that we do every year called I'm Listening.
Yeah.
And promoting the suicide helpline, which is 988. And by the way, sir, it was from 7 to 9.
Yeah.
It was 2 hours of talking.
Yeah, you missed an hour.
And it wasn't just girls. Carson Daly was on there.
Who doesn't sound like himself anymore. I don't know. He sounds different.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least he felt comfortable calling to tell us that.
Yes. And we really feel good about you calling and yelling at us about our mental health awareness.
I think he really took the message to heart. Really, I like. It's nice to know that feature was really impactful for him.
Yeah. Hey, Simon, this is your buddy Tim.
Tim,
just calling you on a Monday morning. I want to thank you guys for playing Pseudo Echo's version of Funky Town.
There you go.
And thank you for playing I Like It Like That. Got my blood flowing on a Monday morning. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. A couple other things. Great driving songs. Pseudo Echo's version of Funky Town.
Hey.
Mortal Kombat by the Immortals. And Duke Joint Jezebel by KMFDM. Those are three awesome driving songs. The last two are techno, so yeah, you get busted for speeding. But the last thing is this, is whoever is putting your commercials in the podcast is not listening to the podcast. Because they keep putting it in the middle of your guys' sentences. You guys are talking, all of a sudden a commercial comes on, and then this past one, they played two commercials right in the middle of Sean saying something. So it is funny. All right, but I just thought I'd let you guys know. I hope you guys have a great week and have fun. Love you guys. Keep it up.
All right, Tim, we love
you,
man.
Okay, I want to defend myself.
Yeah, because Maddie's the one puts the commercials in there.
I don't necessarily, but I tell them. What I do is when I post this podcast, as I'm about to do as soon as we're done here, is I try to find the most natural pause point halfway through the podcast to play it. Now, it is possible that maybe I got you in mid-sentence, but generally it's when we're transitioning from one thing to another.
Look, calm down.
No, I have to defend myself. That was me, sir. It was me.
Well,
and
I
it's
will
pseudo
say...
echo.
What did he say?
Pseudo.
Well,
he said it twice.
Leave him alone.
Play him back.
Leave him alone.
When I will say that when Maddie is not here, I load the podcast and no one ever brought that to my attention. So it quite possibly could have been my fault.
Oh, by the way, you know,
ain't no big deal.
And it's not our idea. We don't want to do that, but they make us.
Yeah. Well, we would do this for free. Actually,
we do.
We would do this absolutely for free. So when he heard the Pseudo Echo, that was on World One Hit Wonder Day.
Yeah, it was.
That's why that got played. That was a big day around here, man. I did some research on the biggest one hit wonders of all time. Kung Fu Fighting shows up in the top 50 or so.
Sure.
Some that you don't realize are one hit wonders, like Modern English, I Melt With You. You would figure they probably had another hit. Nope.
Yeah. No, that was the one I couldn't.
Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen, one hit wonder.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And some stuff wasn't even a hit because the criteria is it breaks the top 40.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that, you know, we spun the wheel of one-hit wonders and we played another one. This was like in the top 20, Ides of March, Vehicle. Cool song.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah. But you're right. I couldn't ever name. That song's everywhere and it's in commercials and whatever. But how much money do you think you make off? If you're like a one-hit wonder, legitimately, one song is like you make
not as
okay
much
money
as you think they do.
If you own the publishing, if you wrote song and you own the publishing and it made it to top 10, you're set for life. YMCA has made that dude who owns the publishing a millionaire over and over.
But that one is still a super popular song. If it just because it made the top 10, if you never hear from it again, though,
it plays somewhere because you have to pay royalties every time it plays
still,
anywhere.
Still, like Vehicle, you maybe because it got sold to commercials, but just from radio play, it wasn't getting, they weren't making a lot of money off of that. They're, I mean, where's Gerardo now?
He is a music producer. Yeah. And he's an A&R guy. He's
okay.
He's a
well,
big
he's actually
deal.
Doing okay. But a lot of those people are like construction workers and painters. And
that one really. Oh well, that was wasn't it? Who? What metal band or not? Hair metal.
Are you thinking of the Coasters?
Yeah. Kicks. No. Not Kicks. One of your.
But yeah, so it's not always a payday. Is what my point.
No, there was one guy from one of those hair bands that you like that was like putting up billboards. Like he not for himself. Like that was his job.
Well, one of the guys from the group, was it the Coasters that did the song Get a Job? The next time you saw him, he was running a jackhammer?
It happens.
For real?
Yeah.
All right. So listen, we're about to run right on out of time, and we don't want to keep you, but if you'd ever want to be part of the podcast, call 336-373-0987. Be sure you listen to us either on that app Charlie was talking about.
Odyssey.
Or go to 987simon.com. There's a listen live thing in there and all that stuff. What's your final thought, Charlie?
Re-gift!
What about you?
Joe Besser is the greatest stooge of all time.
Yeah, we'll talk about this later. Next time.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.